there's conversation in the letter that you've received from Strauss relative to some of the things that you've asked for already regarding some of those issues. I remind you all that there's four USDA inspectors on site throughout their business day, keeping track of odor and the health aspects inside that building. And they're as independent as you get. So for us to send somebody back in might be a waste of money. Relative to odor complaints, I have a commitment from Mr. Bussin to work with the health department. And that's in the document, isn't it? Work with the with the health department to come up with a odor complaint system. And what? I'm teasing you. And I think with the alderman of the district, I think that can be worked out very nicely. Thank you. Mr. Alderman Nelson.
Okay, Mr. Buesen, I know we had a couple of town halls and such. I know one of the big sticking points was at delivery time, and it was a 1 a.m. delivery time. And is there any way that that can be addressed? Because that was a big – I've got a few things here, and I know I'm not – these are things that they're discussed in the past, and looking at some way to be reasonable with if this is to go through, which – I'm not going to comment further, but what are your thoughts, sir?
So the reason for the 1 a.m. delivery time is more related to inclement weather. So typically our deliveries are going to be 4 a.m., right, Jack? So they typically start at 4 a.m., and if all things work out well, they're going to be finished before the noon hour. So what we really utilize that 1 a.m. To 4 a.m. slot is if there's weather coming into the areas that we're bringing our cattle in from, well, we need to schedule early delivery time for the safety of the cattle, and then to still get those animals to our facility. So it's gonna be very rare to have a 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. delivery time.
Second point is the smell issue. Many residents in the district feel that we're getting ignored by the current landfill, plural fills, when we have issues, when we have concerns. They get filed away and we never hear anything. We never have resolution. It's the reoccurring theme. It's like Groundhog Day, the movie, horrible movie, but that's what I'm referring to, where it's the same thing. Same problem, no resolution. And that's a big deal. And a lot of the, especially in the last, well, since Friday, again, when this was being brought up on the agenda, that's pretty much like the number one, my second one is a close second, but number one is the smell. So we have to have something in place, have to. And I don't know what the plan's going to be, but it's got to have something with teeth. It's got to have something that's got, you know, it can't just be, okay, thank you for your time, and then shuffle us away. Because we're there. I mean, we have we're the neighbors, we're the residents, we're it. And I just hope that something that's a well thought out plan, a well thought out procedure can be brought up. I'm not going to ask you what it is, because I'm sure it's, you know, this is a whole different type of plant, it's a whole different type of animal. We're not going apples to apples what's on 60th Street, so okay. And as far as the property values, I understand there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things that you solely can't be responsible for with property values, as there's also another project to the south of you, which I think would have more of a negative impact. However, looking at that, perhaps maybe there's something that can be brought up where at least the values can't decrease from where they are today. And I'm not addressing this to you. This is just a matter of discussion that maybe we've got to think about, that something can be brought up, that we aren't screwing our taxpayers that own these properties, and we're actually, their own community's got their back on something to say that you're not going to lose. And again, this isn't to you, this is to the group up here to think about that and think serious about it. And I guess one of the last points is to work on The residential pieces are what really concerns me. Because when we were told that it was going to be the residential builds are going to be digging basements in July, I kept hearing that term. That's like the cool guy term if you're a developer. That, hey, we're going to be digging basements in July, digging basements in July. And as of Sunday, before the horrible Packer game, I did my little ride around and saw that, again, there's no signs up, there's nothing going on, and that's one of my biggest concerns, and that should be a concern of everybody on this board, that there is nothing going on there. If I wanted to buy a lot, there's nothing I can buy a lot. There's nothing there, so I'm just very concerned that some of these high-end single-family developments are going to be either stymied or delayed greatly. And again, this isn't directed towards you, this is directed towards the rest of the board up here. But it is just a concern that I wanted to put forth. I yield.
I don't know who you pointed at. Are you pointing to me?
Button. Yeah, I just can't tell who he's pointing to. Okay. So, as far as the hours of operation, and you're saying it would be a rare delivery, what kind of language can you suggest that, because we really, if you decide to continue on at 1 o'clock in the morning and you just say, well, it's a rare delivery, that we have no teeth in that. So I'm not sure if that addresses.
Well, we could put inclement weather, you know, only use this delivery window during inclement weather, which you would still have to prove out, but I think we could prove that we brought livestock in certain hours based on weather patterns.
And would there be a definition of what inclement weather could be? Because, you know, it's kind of
weather that causes hazardous road conditions. I mean, it's weather that you would want to drive in. That's unsafe for animals or humans.
Okay. Well, hazardous road conditions might be a little bit. I mean, I think the definition should probably be more defined. How do you feel about the water consumption language that's in the current special use and having some type of water consumption?
So I have not read that language, so I can't agree to something I haven't read, because the special use is fairly old, and I have no idea what it states.
Okay. Well, I think that would be sort of important, because you are our highest water user. And
so what can you read what the language states?
Not sure if I could pull it up right away or not. I don't even know if I brought it with me because.
And I'm going to get crucified on the internet, but remember that the water utility is a utility of ours, and it's a revenue source.
I understand that. So there's language in there that if it's like over a certain gallons that they have to. I just thought it was pretty good language to include. And then the limit on headcount, is there any size limit on headcount that you would even consider? Can you toss a number out for the residents that you would even consider ever getting to?
720.
No.
You would be okay with that for phase one and two, or just phase one?
I'd be okay with that on phase one and two, yes.
720?
Please.
Yep, per day.
Is that 5 days a week?
Let's not. Potentially six. Up to 6 days.
Could be 6 days, yes.
And then the last point I feel is pretty important, and that is, since the road from Chicory down is 100% your road, and the residents and the no one needs that road. It was built specifically for this parcel. I really don't feel that the residents were paid to build it. Then forever, we're going to have to pay to maintain it, which includes plowing, salting, and reconstruction. So by the time the TID's paid off, the citizens of Franklin will be redoing that road, which your trucks will be on. I think that it would be a really great thing for you to offer to take that road. My condo association takes care of our entire road going into our condo, and we're a lot smaller income than Strauss could even think about being. And we take care of all the paving, all the snow plowing, all the salting of our own road. I'm just thinking about the taxpayers of Franklin. It's not their road.
Give me a second. I just need to think about it, please.
All right.
Perhaps the question is for for the city engineer. That's a public road. And in the future, the plan is that it continues to serve as access for the balance of the properties, I believe, to the south. And he's nodding his head yes.
Well, we were told in the past that that road wouldn't ever go through and that it was just the cul-de-sac is already there to the end, so. Don't know.
I don't believe I've ever made that statement. So if you recall, there's a temporary cul-de-sac that we designed, and it was meant to be temporary. It was also intended to be, if you will, a secondary entrance for the Copart, but then Copart didn't come out that far. But that is still designed to go further south and connect to a future properties to the south is the idea.
Well, it can only go so far south because there's pretty massive wetland going beyond the edge of that property. I don't see that getting a permit very easily. Well,
there are difficult issues to deal with. I won't deny that.
I don't know that it's particularly wise to negotiate a way of road this early in the game.
Well, maybe when another user comes on, then they can add them on like associations have to do when you add on another development to theirs. A perfect example is the situation in the condo association I live where they gave the road to the association, and at the end of the road, at the end of the cul-de-sac, the city decided to add on more buildings. Actually, you know, just as many residents at the end of the cul-de-sac, and then the original subdivision ends up paying for all the people going across the road. You know, it's like, okay, so everybody benefits from the road and only one person pays for it. I mean, it's not really any different than that kind of situation where you give the road to someone and then it's up to them to negotiate to make the people in the end of it pay for it. And you do that with private.
Chicory Street goes all the way up to 100.
I'm talking about
to Ryan Road.
I'm talking about Chicory South. From Chicory South, it's 100% will be serving Strauss until an unknown period of time.
You're talking Monarch Drive?
Monarch Drive, yes. From Chicory South.
No, we're not getting. No, because you are aware that there's discussions about more buildings on the opposite side of the street. No, we're not doing that.
The berm on the other side of the street, on one side.
We're not doing that. Mm-mm. It's off the table. Just to be transparent, there's discussions about more buildings on the other side of the street. It's an industrial park.
There's one lot?
I believe there is a platted lot on the opposite side of the street.
Is that it?
That's it.
Alderman Dandra, push your button.
Well, I do hear where the alderwoman is asking a lot of questions of the company. I don't want to put a water limit on their usage because water is extremely important for their processing. And they're already investing millions of dollars into a water reclamation system to cleanse the water that's being used before it goes to MMSD. Now, how many companies do we work with that actually are going to have their own water cleansing system within their own company? they're aware of the usage that they need, but I don't want to limit the quantity of water. So then if they reach their limit for a given day, they gotta stop manufacturing or processing. That's, I mean, my God, we're controlling this business from the bench. It's not the intent, but that's what happens. And I'm not going to control a company from the bench. In regards to the road, yes, there's going to be other development. You know, I made that motion to table, and no one wanted to go ahead with tabling, so we could have ironed out these very issues. Everyone was more adamant of killing the deal. I am... Alderwoman Hanneman has put herself out to put this up for consideration, and I have supported this deal. I sit on plan. I've gone through the paperwork on this for hours and hours and hours. Everybody has their one issue that they don't like about this deal, but it's not enough to deny a company that has been actually a very good corporate citizen for the city of Franklin. I am not going to make the motion because I believe Ms. Hanneman should be making the motion that in the direction that she is comfortable in going, and I will support the direction that you'd like us to go. I'll yield to Ms. Hanneman.
So that would be a motion to substitute a motion to adopt a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a meat processing facility use upon property located at the southwest corner of the intersection of West Loomis Road and the New Monarch Drive, parents lot 83 of Ryan Meadows subdivision, parents Strauss Brands LLC applicant parents, as presented to the Common Council on November 2nd, 2020, in place of a motion to deny a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a meat processing facility use upon property located at the southwest corner of the intersection of West Loomis Road and the New Monarch Drive, parent lot 83 of Ryan Meadows subdivision, parent and Strauss Brands LLC applicant, and the non-approval thereof.
I'll second.
Discussion.
Alderman Mayor.
I don't believe anything has changed from 2 weeks ago. I think the motion to deny 2 weeks ago was accurate. I think the points of the UDO were accurate. I won't rehash that. I think Strauss is a good business. I believe they're successful because of their location currently. I think not enough's been done to find a different location. I believe this is the wrong location. It's not about being anti-business or anti-development. It's just the wrong development in the wrong area. I've heard from many, many constituents. The vast majority feel the same way. Not against development, just against development in this area. So I believe the motion 2 weeks ago was accurate, and I would still support that.
Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, I believe the city planning manager has some potential proposed conditions to add. I can read them. The this is based upon the city planning manager's review of the letter submitted by Strauss this morning from the Strauss president, and his suggestions as to added conditions to the draft resolution in the Common Council agenda packet, to add as a condition number 21, the applicant, successors, and assigns shall implement sound control devices, including but not limited to additional chimneys or baffles, to reduce the sound from exhaust and ventilation fans to a maximum of 65 decibels at the property line. A proposed potential additional condition number 22, the applicant, successors, and assigns shall mitigate truck traffic noise and impact by installing a 5-foot-high landscape berm on the east side of the livestock loading area to provide additional screening and sound deflection. Proposed additional condition number 23, the applicant, successors, and assigns shall further mitigate truck traffic noise and impact by increasing the height of the berm along the north property line by an average of 2 feet over that shown on the existing approved site plan. This berm shall be designed to appear natural. Proposed additional condition number 24, the applicant, successors, and assigns shall submit a revised landscape plan which shows the approved changes to berms and landscape buffers as provided in conditions number 22 and 23 above. And a proposed potential condition, added condition number 25, the applicant, successors, and assigns shall establish and maintain a citizen complaint procedure in which concerned residents contact a designated representative of the applicant.
Point of order. Why is the public bringing notes up to the desk?
Yeah, it's very irregular.
I didn't ask for it. I'll read whatever it says.
No, you won't.
Well, saying I didn't ask for
anybody to bring me. Oh, start at condition number 25 again. The applicant, successors, and assigns shall establish and maintain a citizen complaint procedure in which concerned residents contact a designated representative of the applicant, successors, or assigns, and provide details of any complaints. The applicant, successors, and assigns shall compile any and all complaints and submit a monthly report of the complaints to the City Health Department, along with any actions taken. This procedure shall be in addition to current coordination with the City Health Department regarding complaints and coordinating responses thereto.
One change on that. On the first one, relative to the sound, that should read, instead of the property line, the building, ground at the building nearest the fan. Because there's going to be berms and stuff that get to the property line. So fan's right there, you can make the measurement at the ground level. It's easier for you guys, it's a more restrictive. For us, it's easy for you to measure, and should be lots easier all the way around. It's like, you know, you're out of the property line, it's going to be a pain.
I would amend my motion to include those conditions.
Hold on.
And I'll second.
Hold on. Push your button, Mark. Alderman Hanneman.
I amend my motion to include those conditions just read by the city attorney.
Alderman Dandria.
And I'll amend my second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Would your amendment to the motion include the limit on the 720 head? Would you add that to your amendment?
No.
You don't do that. So far we haven't addressed the water consumption issue, and since no one up here can quote what the actual water consumption language from the previous special use was, but somehow we're against it anyway, even though we don't have it in front of us. And then we won't secure a maximum count. And so far we have sound control, berm for truck noise added, landscaping plan revision, and then this complaint procedure.